I've asked Brother Michael Nakora of Los Angeles to open with a prayer for the services today.
Our dear Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. At the start of this fresh new day, we come to thee in prayer, acknowledging thee as the giver of every good and every perfect gift. We thank thee for calling us out of darkness into thy marvelous light of truth and understanding. We thank thee for revealing thyself as a great God of love, who has from before the foundation of the world designed the blessing of mankind in thy coming kingdom. We pray that we might be faithful to those things that have been revealed to us, that we might put into practice into our lives all of these things, that we might be faithful even unto death, having then the prospect of a share in that blessing work in the kingdom. We pray that thy blessing will be upon this entire day of convention and all of the services, but especially upon the opening service of this day, Brother Lynn, and we ask in prayer that thou anoint his lips, that his own heart may be refreshed as we anticipate refreshing ourselves. We would also remember in prayer the sick, the isolated, and the afflicted. May they always feel thy presence near in their time of need. Continue now to be with us, and with thy dear ones throughout the world that call upon thy name, for we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
The manna text will be read by Brother John Caravas of Temecula.
That's November 27.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. We are to have the spirit of prayer in all that we say and do. That is to say, our hearts should be going out continually to the Lord for guidance in all of our life's affairs, that we may do with our might what our hands find to do, and in a manner that will be acceptable to him, and that we may be shielded by him from temptation that would otherwise be beyond our endurance, and that we may be ultimately delivered from the evil one and have a place in our Lord's kingdom. Brethren and sisters, let us more and more remember and put in practice these words of our Lord: watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. Ephesians 6:18.
Thank you, Brother Johnson.
I've asked Brother Dave Christensen of Seattle to read my morning resolve. My morning resolve: my earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
Thank you, brothers. We're going to have a little song this morning, hymn number 104. Brother Bob Wilson. The San Francisco class to the convention, and notice there is going to be a change on this morning's program. We have, instead of Brother Carl Hagensick, we have Brother Ron Chastain, and we're looking forward to his service.